Welcome to the All or Something Living podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Kepler, and this podcast is all about ditching black and white thinking and exploring the gray areas of health, happiness, and everything in between. If you're ready to feel empowered and inspired, then let's get to it. Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the All or Something Living podcast. So this week, I'm going to keep the episode short because if you are listening to this on the night that it's released, then you know that tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and I'm sure you are preparing for Thanksgiving. Maybe you're cooking, maybe you're hosting tomorrow, so you're cleaning, maybe you're just relaxing in preparation of being around all the chaos, or you know, you might not be doing much tomorrow, but still, I think regardless, this is a really important time for us to sit back and reflect and relax and spend time with the people that we love. So since Jason and I have moved to Vegas, we have been hosting Thanksgiving at our house every year because our family lives in Carson City, Reno area, and some come up from California. And so it's just been a really fun time for the family to come up, and everybody gets to see Vegas, and we go out on the weekend and have a lot of fun. And that's been the tradition. But this year, earlier this year, our grandma had a stroke, and she is the one living in California. So she had a stroke, and it's just not been the best year for her. So she hasn't been feeling very well. And she asked if we would want to have Thanksgiving at her house. So I got the days off from work, and we were planning on going up to her house in California, and we were really excited to go there. And then she just ended up coming down with bronchitis like a week or so ago, and she just said she wasn't feeling up to it this year and asked to cancel. So we're not going there. And then my mom asked me if I wanted to go up to Carson City, Reno, to spend it with them. And I was just like, no, not this year. With my health stuff, I don't feel like traveling either. My body's really sensitive right now. And then Jason is taking an online class, an accelerated one. So it's pretty tough. And so it takes up a lot of his time. So traveling just isn't in the books for us right now. And so for the first time in 4 or 5 years, we'll be spending Thanksgiving with friends. So we're just going to go house hopping is what Jason likes to call it. He said that ever since Jalen, his son, was a little baby, they would just like go together to random people's, not random, but like friends, like multiple people's houses on Thanksgiving and just hang out for a few minutes, collect some food, and then bounce. So I guess that's the plan this year for us. I'm keeping it really simple. I just found a crock pot mac and cheese recipe on Pinterest that I'm really excited to make. It's got like so much cheese, like cream cheese. It's got mayonnaise. Like I'm almost scared of this recipe, but also there's like fancy cheese in there. So I'm excited to try that out. And then I'm just kind of looking forward to having a 5-day weekend and then not having to worry about a chaotic, messy house or having to worry about cooking or cleaning or anything. So I think it all works out for the best. It's just been kind of an odd year. I don't know if you're feeling the same. Maybe you had the similar kind of year. That's why I'm saying like maybe you're not really doing much this Thanksgiving, but still even the relaxation and just having some time off can do wonders for you. So the topic I chose for this week was I was inspired by Thanksgiving. Because part of it has to do with how I motivate myself, has to do with having gratitude. That's the number one thing, which I'll get into. But I just want you to know that if you're listening to this while you're in the middle of something else, you don't have to stop and write anything down because you can download the worksheet that I put together with the questions that I ask myself every morning. You can download that. It'll be in the show notes for you. And then you can just keep that copy for yourself until I'm sure eventually you'll memorize the questions. It's not that complicated. But I wanted to give you a little bit of something to help motivate yourself and keep yourself on track because everyone's always asking about motivation and how to stay motivated. And I think the number one thing that I've realized for myself that keeps me motivated is not so much like the grit of it. It's just the focus, like reminding myself what my focus is, what my values are, why I do what I do every day, and making sure that what I'm doing does align with what I want and my intentions. So I'll get more into that as we go on in this episode, but I want to tell a little story about why I started to find this morning reflection time as such an important time for me, and then also why I realized that gratitudes are really, when you're getting into personal development and self-love and you're just kind of learning to be more aware for the first time, gratitudes can really be it seems so simple, I think, that so many people skip over it, but it is the like number one thing that changed my life the most, and it's what helped me dive into other areas and to really become more present and in tune with myself and those around me. So a few years ago, I was like maybe 20 or 21, somewhere around there. Anyway, this was when I was living in England because I was still stationed over there. And I had about a 30-minute drive every day after work from base into where I lived, into the town center where I lived. So imagine this was like the country of England we're talking here. This isn't like London with buildings everywhere and like you see on the movies where you like there's traffic and like almost New York-esque. This was like the country. So my drive was like filled with trees, like really windy, thin roads. It was almost, especially as the sun started to go down, it was like eerie because the trees like carved in to each other. So they almost created this like dark pathway. And then you just drive by so many just open fields and it was beautiful, so much greenery. Anyway, so one night I was driving home and I looked up to my left. I was on the highway at this point, again, looking through the open fields. I look to my left and I see probably the most beautiful sunset, that one of the most beautiful sunsets that I've ever seen in my life. And I just looked up at it. And in that moment, I realized I felt nothing. Like I couldn't even feel gratitude for this sunset because I was so numb. I was so, at that time, afraid of my feelings. I was so afraid to feel any emotion. Like I was so afraid to feel negative emotions that I was also afraid to feel the positive. Like, you know how they say if you block out the negative, you're also blocking out the positive. Like that was so true for me. And also I was almost afraid to be grateful because I felt undeserving. I felt like good things could be snatched from me at any moment. And I didn't know how to feel that sunset. And that was one of the biggest turning points in my life. One of the biggest moments that I remember that I was numb and that I had numbed myself out for a majority of my life. So I didn't like realize how significant that moment was until years later when I dove into things like spirituality and personal development and meditation and when I first learned about gratitudes. So the topic, what we're basically going to go over this week or today is the questions. So these are things that I journal about every single morning. And if you're feeling like journaling every morning is a little bit daunting, I promise you that this is really simple. This practice takes me anywhere from like 2 to 5 minutes. I don't complicate it. It's just a daily reminder to set me on track, to remind me again what I'm grateful for, to remind me what my values are, what my intentions are, and how I want my day to look. They say that successful people are the ones that kind of like set up in their mind how they want things to look. They're the ones that visualize and envision what they want their days, their weeks, their months, their years to look like. So to me, this is a really simple way to set that up. So along with this, I also plan out my day in my Law of Attraction planner. And if you haven't seen a Law of Attraction planner, they are so beautiful and super affordable. So I will also put a link to one of those in the show notes. I have a rose gold one and it's so pretty. It comes with like fun stickers too. And That, along with the questions that we're going to go through in this episode, are the two things that really keep me grounded and keep me motivated day after day, week after week. So let's start with the first thing that I write down every morning. So the first thing I write is, and again, you don't need to complicate this. So I just have a little journal that I bought from Target for like $5 on sale. And I just open it up and I write down the date to start. And then I write down the word gratitudes and underline that. And then under gratitudes, I write three things, at least three things that I'm grateful for. I don't like to limit you, and I don't like to like cause you to have high expectations for yourself. So I don't want you to feel like you are forced to have three. And I also don't want you to feel like you could, I mean, if you want to, you could go on all day with the gratitudes. But the idea of this is to just keep it short and simple so it doesn't take too much of your time. So I write down three things that I'm grateful for, and I get pretty specific. Like, I think of moments that have happened recently. There honestly are some mornings where I can't think of anything like really specific. So I'll just write, you know what, I'm excited that I have a car that got me to work today, a car that runs, or I'm thankful that I was able to get through my workout this morning. I'm thankful that I can walk. And another reverse practice that's fun sometimes to switch it up is the practice of what's not wrong. So I'm grateful that this morning I woke up without a headache. I am grateful that my family is all healthy. I'm grateful that I don't have to worry about money right now. So let's read my gratitudes for this morning. So I put, this morning I was feeling generally healthy, even though I was feeling lazy. But I was glad that even though I was feeling lazy, I was still healthy. And then my second gratitude was the opportunity to join this holiday singing contest and how many people are supporting and sharing my entry. Speaking of, I'll include that in the show notes too if you want to take a look at that. I'm singing Santa Claus is Coming to Town with my guitar. My mom sent me a link to that yesterday, and I, like, kid you not, within an hour, I taught myself the song on the guitar and then had the video uploaded. So I guess I was very motivated for that because I want to win a trip to LA so that I can record in a recording studio. And also you get a $1,000 gift card to World Market, and I love that place. So I was excited for that opportunity. And then I was also grateful for the hike that we went on this weekend and how much I enjoyed it. You guys, oh, we hiked Red Rock yesterday. What was yesterday? No, we hiked Red Rock Sunday. It was like a friend from work. He does these like hikes every once in a while. So I decided to join one because I've been harassing him to do a Sunday hike. So he finally did. And it was like a really simple hike. We just went to like a pond, which actually ended up being pretty empty. But it was just so nice. It's beautiful in Vegas right now. It's like 50 or 60 degrees. It was kind of chilly coming back, but I ran on the trail, like back to the car. Everyone was like just walking and chilling with their dogs and stuff. And I just got this bug in me and I just ran the whole way, and it just felt so amazing. So anyway, that is a big change from me not being able to feel a sunset to me, like, really, after learning how to be grateful and just looking for the good in my life. Those are just those moments that I soak in so much. So you have your gratitudes, and then you move on to the question of, what am I manifesting? And this is your way to come up with a vision for what you want in your life, to come up with an idea of what you want. And this is the fun part, because if you've ever read up on the law of attraction, then you know that the idea is basically that you can attract anything that you want into your life. And that's what manifestation is. You have a desire, you have a dream, you start to believe that you're worthy, you start to tell people about it, write it down, and you start taking action. So when I say I'm manifesting things, I don't just like say I want this and I expect it to come to me. Like, I really get clear on why I want this thing, and then I take action towards it, and it makes me a magnet to the universe and all of its powers, which sounds really woo-woo, but I mean, I've experienced it in my life, so I truly believe that. So I ask myself what I'm manifesting. Today, I said I was manifesting winning this World Market singing contest and flying to LA to record some music. And there are some days where I'm just manifesting good health, like I'm just manifesting good energy or happiness. So that can vary as well. Then the next question that I ask myself is, what do I want to feel? And this is something that I learned from Brendon Burchard, who is a highly paid success coach, one of the best out there. And he always talks about setting intentions, and not just in your day knowing how you want to feel, but like every moment kind of knowing how you want to approach different situations, how you want to appear. So I do this with my day to day, like how do I want to show up today in my life? And it does, honestly, like it varies a lot just depending on, like, I kind of assess my mood every morning, my energy level. If I notice that I'm extra grumpy, then I'll say something like, I want to feel patient today. Or if I'm not feeling well, then I say like, I want to feel healthier or whatever it is. So this morning I said, I want to feel connected and present, because I did notice that I was pretty spacey this morning. I did an extra meditation at the gym because I was having such a hard time like being grounded. Like I just felt so all over the place. And you know what? Social media can do that to you sometimes. Like if you're so used to being on social media a lot, then you kind of get lost in that world. And I think that's what happened this weekend, is I was just so in tune to my social media that I like could not unglue myself from it. So I actually took a break from social media like all afternoon and all day at work. So that's one of the ways that you get out of that. So I also said I want to feel in tune with my body, and then joyful and confident. And then my other question that I ask is, how can I add value? This is really important because this is the way I decide like how I'm going to give back that day, or how I'm going to pay it forward. Like, how can I make somebody else's day, or, you know, how can I just be a better person in the world? And this doesn't have to be like super crazy either. Like if you notice the pattern, none of this has to be super crazy. It's just pick one simple thing that you can do. So for me, I said, staying humble and open to listening and learning something new. And you can start to talk about how you can add value, or start to figure out how you can add value based on like whatever it is that you're working on. Because for me, that's something that I am working on, is I recognize that I'm a know-it-all, and sometimes I can really shut off to other people's knowledge. So that's my way of adding value. And you might not think that that's a very big deal, but people are starving to be heard and listened to. And so you can really give them a big gift just by hearing them or noticing them. And then the other question I ask are, what are my values? These are the things that don't change, because my values are, I learned this from Brené Brown's book, Dare to Lead, where you choose just two values that are most important to you and you live by those values every single day. So I write these values down every single day to remind myself of what they are and to remind myself to follow these values. So my two values are courage and transparency. And then affirmations is the next thing I write down. This is basically the way that I brainwash myself every day. But no, honestly, affirmations are just kind of pattern breakers. So if you're used to thinking a certain thing, like say you have a negative relationship to money or your body or something, affirmations are really good statements to write and start saying day after day and multiple times a day to remind yourself. And it's just a way of reprogramming your brain. Because a lot of times these thoughts that you're having lie in the subconscious or in an unconscious level. When you're using affirmations, you're bringing it to a conscious level and you're consciously choosing to change your thought patterns. So my affirmations right now that are most important to me are, money comes easily and frequently. I'm capable of greatness. It's safe and necessary for me to thrive. My energy is limitless. I am one with the universe. The universe is awesome, and so am I. I'm brilliant, bright, and beautiful, and my heart is open. Love pours in and out. So I made up the first three based on what I needed to hear. And then the last three I actually stole from the book You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero, I think it's called, or I think that's how you pronounce it. That's a really good book too. I feel like I've dropped a lot of good resources in this episode, so I'm going to have to make sure to list those all in the show notes. But that's it. Those are the questions that I ask myself or the things that I write down every morning. And again, like oftentimes the things that are simplest are the ones that make the biggest impact. But we skim over those simple things because we think like it can't be that easy. But honestly, it truly is. Like, and once you simplify these kind of systems in your life, then all the things that matter most come to the surface and you can enrich your life with those things even more. So when I've kind of got the baseline of what I need to do down every day, then I can really focus on my relationships. I can focus on how I want to feel. I can focus on my creativity and just work on the part where we enjoy life, which is kind of what it's all about. So as always, thank you so much for listening. And don't forget to grab your worksheet with the copy of these questions on there. And this Thanksgiving, I know it sounds cheesy, but I am really grateful for you. I am grateful for you for being there for me and supporting me. And I'm grateful to have the opportunity to just speak to you every week and speak my truth. And I really hope that it's resonating with you and that you're getting something out of it, even if it's just like a laugh here and there. Maybe you're making fun of me, whatever. As long as you're getting something out of it, I just want to thank you so much for being here with me. And I hope you have an amazing Thanksgiving. And if you're listening to this when it's not your Thanksgiving, then I hope you have an awesome day. And I can't wait to talk to you again next week. Take care.